Cheers, allies. It's not my normal cup. I think my cup's in the office. I don't know. I'm not responsible for my cup right now. Cheers. It is Monday, June 24th. This is your Cup of Jones, officially 3 days after the birth of my brand new son, Milo Remington Troop Jones. Thank you. Papa Jones, it's real. And before everybody freaks out, before you're like, Jones, why are you doing Cup of Jones? What's going on? We are home. Amanda and I got home last night. Milo, baby Milo, is still in the hospital. Milo showed up 7 weeks early. Cheers, everybody. Got coffee in there today. You bet there's no water in this cup. This is to the brim with coffee. Woo. Crazy couple of days. So this is going to be really brief. I got no script. I got no notes. Wednesday night, we took Sophie on a nice long walk. And then came back. Amanda made dinner. I did the dishes. You know, she was talking while I did the dishes and then sat down at the table and we were just chatting about things. And Milo decided to show up. I think I might have mentioned this before on podcast or on Cup of Jones. His due date was August 12th. He decided to show up on June 21st. That was a surprise to us. It was very scary right off the bat. But what was wild is when we got to the hospital, and especially when I got to they call it the NICU, which I think is ridiculous. It's technically the NICU. You probably heard the term ICU if you watched, like, you know, ER and stuff like that. But that's the intensive care unit, the ICU. This is the neonatal intensive care unit, which should be called the NICU. That's what I call it. They call it the NICU. So, but anyway, I get hung up on stupid semantics like that. Hanging around with all these doctors that are in that area, turns out 32 weeks is like not bad. I actually had a friend of mine, guy I used to be roommates with, that had a beautiful daughter that has grown up very healthy that was born at 33 weeks. Our doctor actually said that babies even born 27, 25 weeks have been known to be fine. And so it's pretty crazy. I mean, they're not fine because that means they pop out and then you can take care of them. They're fine because, you know, medical science has, you know, developed to a point where they can take care of them. And so I wish I could show you pictures. I wish I could show you all that stuff. We got back. I went to bed at like 1:30 last night. The two of us got up at like 6:45 just cause, like, we just woke up and we're like, let's get going. And we just unpacked everything from the hospital and, you know, trying to figure stuff out. And so I don't have anything organized. Maybe next week we can do an editorial. I really don't want baby to take over Cup of Jones. I really don't want baby to take... Baby will definitely take over my Twitter, my Twitter feed. If you follow me on Twitter at Trailer Jones, look out, because you're definitely going to be seeing a lot of this kid. We're still trying to juggle how much exposure we want the kid to have. There's a lot of variables to think of. Obviously, your boredom is a big one. You're just like, oh God, enough. Like, I've seen this kid. Obviously, you know, the health and well-being of the kid, spending special time with the family and everything. But I mean, right now it's really just us. Like, it's Amanda and myself and Sophie and Norbert. We got home and obviously Sophie and Norbert were very confused, but very happy. And Amanda's in-laws are coming into town today. They're going to be in town tonight, which is amazing. My parents are in town. They were able to come up and you know, wash their hands real good and get their hands on the kid. And Amanda got to hold Milo last night, which was a big deal because he's still plugged in with a lot of wires and stuff and cables. I'll check with Amanda if she's cool with showing that pic. But I got to really, when babies are born, they can't see anything. Like, they literally just see like lights and colors and shapes. So I know full well that Milo can't see her, but I got a shot of her looking down at Milo and Milo's looking back up at her. And it's like, because you're like, can this sucker even open his eyes? I don't know. And so it's interesting. It was a very wild, scary, tenuous weekend. There were lots of concerns, just mainly because, like, what do I know? I'm not a doctor. But all the doctors were great. All the nurses were great. Again, don't want to specifically name names or talk about the hospital or the area or, you know, specifics about the weekend. And obviously, there's a lot of really fun, gory details about childbirth and a lot of stuff that, you know, maybe at the next meetup, if you happen to grab me, I'll tell you some fun stories. Or maybe, you know, as time passes, Amanda's like, oh, yeah, you can tell him that story. It doesn't matter. But understand that, you know, if you have questions, and certainly you can ask questions in chat here. And if you have questions, you can throw them at me on Twitter. I think our percentage of nice comments to mean comments on Twitter was like 99%. I think I had like six tweets. So I was like, come on. But Everyone really has been great. And so, you know, courteously, I will refuse to answer some questions if I deem them too personal. But, you know, a lot of you probably don't have kids. We don't have kids. I'm 40 years old, but this is, you know, our first and might possibly be, you know, our only child. And so all of this is new. All of this is crazy. But it's really fun. Part of the reason why I wanted to come on Cup of Jones this morning is because everything kind of worked out. We might have still been in the hospital. You know, Amanda had to stick around. I was, you know, exhausted just because I was running around, you know, taking care of things for Amanda while we were there. Thank goodness there was like a market right across the street. It was really nice to just be able to run over there and get supplies. But we didn't know if he was going to show up days later. We didn't know if he was going to show up weeks later. We didn't know if he was going to show up months later. Imagine that. Imagine being in a hospital for months. You know, there was a lot of things that Amanda was taking to, you know, make sure that the baby stayed in, you know, that the baby was, you know, like just kind of like, you know, jumpstarting some of the last minute development processes that were going to take place over the next couple weeks. So Amanda just felt like crap the whole time. And, you know, it's tough to watch her in that state. Plus there's just no good place to like rest around there. Like, you know, I'm like trying to reconfigure this couch to be like, I got to sleep on this thing. But at the same time, you know, spent a lot of late nights playing World of Warcraft, spent a lot of, you know, got up a lot of early mornings to cover E3. Like I've had a pretty irregular sleep schedule ever since I graduated from college. So like, I'm ready for this. Cause I think the big deal, you know, a little, you know, inside baseball, I think the big deal is, cause everybody talks about, oh, you're not going to get a lot of sleep. It's not that you're going to not going to get a lot of sleep. You are going to get sleep. You're just going to get it in like packets. You're going to get it in 30 minutes, 40 minutes, hour and a half. So not only can you not add up when you slept, because that's like part of sleep is you going to bed tonight and being like, whew, I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, so let me get 7 hours or 8 hours or 9 hours of sleep tonight to catch up. But when you have no idea how much you've slept, you can even like mark the time of when you put your head down to when you pick your head up. But like, did I sleep? I don't know. Like there were some crazy times where I would wake up and Amanda would be like reading a book and I'm like, what did I miss? And she's like, you've been out for like an hour. I'm like, oh, really? Oh, okay. So that you have having no idea how much you've slept, combined with you don't know when you're going to get to sleep next, combined with the killer, the real, you know, right in the bullseye and right in the heart is being woken up, you know, by something else every time, you know. And like, it's one thing if you set your alarm and you hear your alarm and you're like, oh, alarm. It's another thing when you're like, what? Like, I don't even know what's going on, you know. And this past weekend, that meant machines beeping, you know, even just like dinner being dropped off, you know, like cafeteria would come by and drop off food and like, oh, thank you know, I'm so grateful you dropped off food, but man, I was just about to go to sleep. That was really great. The doctor told us like, we're not going to come back in for another 2 hours. Take your time. I'm like, oh, great. And then just like lunchtime, like, ugh. So it's that. That's the, and so that not only I think really makes you really fatigued, but also like a little loony because you're just like, you know, like, even when we started to feel better, when things were safe, when we could tell Milo was fine, when Amanda started to feel better, we started to get really loopy. So like nurses would come in, they're like, okay guys. So we're like cracking jokes, you know, because it was just a wild weekend. And man, I would love to do a one person show and take you through absolutely all of it. But the main point why I'm doing Cup of Jones is because we got home last night, because it actually worked out that after, you know, just 3 days of recovery, Amanda's on her feet. She's doing stuff like, you know, Amanda's really been amazing during this whole thing. But you know, he just happened to, you know, want to get the process started on a Wednesday, wanted to be born on a Friday. We managed to get home on a Sunday. The next morning is Monday morning. Here we are. Here's your cheers to, you know, June 24th. Another Cup of Jones. No big deal. It feels like I haven't streamed or been in the office or done any sort of Easy Allies work for an entire month. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, the last 4 days, I felt like I was on Mars. We got back to the house. It was like, oh, right, I have a dog. Oh, right. Like, I'm coming out into the garage, and I just kind of threw stuff in here. I was going to go camping. 8 hours after, you know, Milo knocked, like, I was going to be on a plane to Oakland, and then I was going to get, you know, meet a buddy of mine and then drive to Yosemite and camp with my friends for the weekend for my friend's 40th birthday. Mike Buddy, who was one of the founders of GameTrailers.com. 8 hours. I missed that window. Can you imagine? Like, if I wouldn't have gotten the text if I was on a plane, I'd be in Oakland. So I'd be like, I'm not going to be back for at least another 2 hours. Who knows when I can catch the next flight. Even if that had happened, I still would have had time to get back, but I wouldn't have known. And like, Amanda's parents were getting back from a 2-month trip to Europe. They had 2 days left when this happened. We texted them in the middle of the night. They woke up like, oh, let me just check my phone. And it's like, hey, 7 weeks early, you know. But It was crazy because I was just nervous about Amanda and I was nervous about obviously the kid. And then when everything turned out okay, it's like, all right, I'm not worried about at all about the next couple weeks. I'm not worried about all the work that I have to do, the sleep I'm going to lose. I'm just glad everybody's okay. But because we are on patreon.com/easyallies right now, because this is Cup of Jones, but this is a show we're putting on our YouTube channel, and this is a show that is about business. I did get to it after about 12 minutes of chattering. What does this mean for our company? What does this mean for me? What does this mean for Easy Allies? So we have no idea. Sweet coffee. We have no idea when Milo's coming home. He could come home in 2 weeks. He could come home in a month. He might not be home until his due date, which was August 12th. We've gotten different answers from different people because it's like, you know, imagine you're a healthcare physician. You're like, I don't want to touch that. I don't want to make a promise that you come back to me later. And you're like, you said 2 weeks. Like, I have no idea. It could be, again, just like him showing up 7 weeks early. He is in charge. Like, this is all up to him. It has to do with things like how much weight he gains, the rate at which he gains weight. He's a really long kid, but from head to toe, he's got these big, strong legs, but he's just got to bulk up. So no idea when that's going to happen. Before that happens, there's a lot of stuff that we have to do that we were planning on doing anyways. But now, obviously, it's going to be a little tough to juggle the schedule because we want to go see him. We want to care for him. Like, there's supplies we need, you know, obviously, like, stuff he needs from us that we need to bring. And we need to check in on him. He needs to get to know us. It's fun that there's, like, a cloth Rochambeau that's going to happen where, like, we get the clothes from us that we give to the nurses who then give to Milo. So Milo smells us. Then we take Milo's stuff, bring that home, give that to Norbert and Sophie. So they're like, whoa, what's that? So when he shows up later, they're like, oh yeah, that blanket thing. Yeah, he's a blanket, I guess. Not sure how that works with dog and cat psychology, but there's just all sorts of stuff we got to do. Plus now we got to, you know, get a crib. A lot of things that we hadn't done yet because we just had a really clear-cut schedule. I'm completely ignoring chat right now, by the way. So we have work to do, but thankfully, again, my parents are in town. My brother's close by. He's been absolutely amazing through all of this. Everyone on Twitter has been amazing. All of the allies have been amazing. Apparently, chat was talking about it, and I'm bummed that I missed that. I would have loved to have screen grabbed that and seen that conversation unfold. We should have done it live. Like I said, Amanda's parents are coming into town. So we do have a lot of help, but I cannot make any promises whatsoever about what my schedule is going to be like. Maybe I'll be in the group stream tomorrow night. I think I might cut the podcast. I think that's one thing I can do because I can do that on my own time. And I have until, like, you know, 10 p.m. on Tuesday night to 2 p.m. on Wednesday to get that done. And that usually only takes about 3 or 4 hours. So it's like, okay, I can, you know, I can do that piece by piece by piece. But being on the group stream, no idea. Wouldn't that be great? If I get out of the bets, that'd be so great. I love the baby stipulation. You know, if we're drafting official contracts, if we're going to court again over the bets this year, you know, and we're actually drafting, like, what does down in black and white? What are the actual rules of bets? Hilarious. That's just like, no, sorry, had a kid. Have fun with those bets. Congrats, Huber. Bye. Might be on the podcast. Jastrom, someone tell this man it's okay to take some time off. That's the thing. We will. And so these are the phases that we're looking at. Right now, in the next couple weeks, he's going to come home. The moment he comes home, bye. I'm out. 100%. And that was we were going to talk about that in July as we got closer to the date. Just, you know, E3 happened. And then, you know, the week after E3, we were talking about E3 still. Based on his schedule, based on when he decides to come home, when he's actually inside the house, I am 120% completely out of Easy Allies gone. The only thing that I will still do is voiceover because I get, you know, the booth right here. It's in my house. The files are really small. Each recording only takes about 15 minutes, and I have a little bit of flexibility in how I do that. All you have to do as a fan is understand and have a little patience and maybe communicate to other people on YouTube. If you see people asking questions about, like, hey, where's that Super Mario Maker 2 review? And it's like, dude, Jones has a baby. Like, he was going to review it, but he might review it later, you know, or Ben or Huber or, you know, Damiani or Bloodworth, they got a script in, it's written. Maybe we post it on Patreon, you know, like, here's the script. We reviewed it. But if you want to see the video, you know, Jones is going to take another 48 hours before he gets that VO done. But I still, that's the one thing I definitely don't want to give up is I want my voice to be a part of, you know, we've done, you know, over 100 reviews. I don't know how many reviews we've done so far, but it's a lot. And, you know, I definitely don't want to break that streak. Everything else, forget about it. You know, the podcast, group streams, you know, Fiasconauts, you know, Frame Trap, like, you know, no thanks. Cup of Jones will probably be a co-op effort between Bloodworth and myself, and it'll take on the form, again, this, I have no idea what next Monday's Cup of Jones is going to be like. Easy Living, I'm out. Landon Thompson mentions that, I'm out. 100% out. There's no way I'm doing Easy Living. No way, no how. Bummer, but that means they're going to have more bed to sleep in. Maybe I'll jump online for some multiplayer session or something like that, or maybe I'll record a video when I have the time and they'll run that during the live stream, or maybe they can call me and I'll, you know, every now and then and I'll talk, or I'll definitely be in chat, you know, like I'll be around, but it's just far enough away that no. You know, like it's different. A birth is different from taking the baby home. So like if he's not home yet, maybe, but like that's just warning signs, caution, you know, blinking red lights every time I think about leaving town to go to Easy Living. That's like just such a bad idea. But until he comes home, we'll see. You know, like I'll be a part of some things, not a part of others when he comes home later. And I'll try to give you, we should have at least, I think, a 24-hour or, you know, maybe even like 48 or, you know, a 3 or 4 day lead on when that could possibly be. So I will set all of you up and let you know, like, it's coming. You know, the countdown begins when Jones is going to take off. I foresee that happening for probably about a month. There'll probably be a 4 week period where you're only hearing my voice, but you're not seeing me at all. I'm not part of anything. And like I said, Cup of Jones will be a co-op effort between Bloodworth and myself. It will not be video anymore. I might post a video if I record something. It won't be an official Cup of Jones. I might not put bumpers on it. Like, it'll just be like, hi. And then the actual text, if you asked questions, those questions will be answered in like an FAQ. Or like, we'll just post something in text that'll either be written by Bloodworth or written by myself or both, kind of like Blood does now. Sometimes he'll go into the comments and he'll actually answer, you know, leave questions. And so every time a Cup of Jones episode goes up, I'll create a Google Doc, or Blood will, and we'll throw the questions in there. And then from that Monday until the following Monday, we'll have time to go in and just write out a script. And then we'll post that the following Monday. And that's how you get your updates on questions and stuff that's going on at Cup of Jones. Again, might have some sort of video component from me, but again, I don't want to have like, oh, another week. Here's like, look, we bought diapers. Like, it's not, you know, this is a business. This is a business show primarily. There is a personal component to it. Maybe 3 or 4 times a year, I take a chance to do a personal episode or a public thing like this so everybody can get an update on this. But I really don't want, for all sorts of reasons, I don't want this to become Cup of Milo. But it is fun to talk about. And it, again, we're all smiles. Mom's healthy. Baby's healthy. Everything's great. It's just, there's a big question mark kind of surrounding the scheduling around everything. So I will update you on what I'm doing this week. Again, I was going to review Super Mario Maker 2. That review is not happening. Sorry. We're definitely going to be streaming a lot of it. Certainly going to be hearing a lot of it from Don and from Kyle and from Ian. But I was fourth in line in terms of anticipation of Super Mario Maker 2, but the only one of those four that actually reviews games. And so we might review it like in July. We might take time and then like Ian and Don and, you know, myself and Blood or whoever else is playing it might kind of pool all of our thoughts together and write a review, and then I'll voice it. Somebody else will cut it. Maybe like create a folder on our shared server and just kind of all dump our own footage in as we're playing it and capturing stuff. Couple reviews in July that I would have loved to do. Dragon Quest Builders 2 is in July, and Marvel Ultimate Alliance is in July. Both those, like, that's gonna suck. I really wanted to play those. August is great. I think the only thing I wanted to play in August was Warcraft. The Classic comes out, or is scheduled to come out, at the end of August, and I definitely wanted to give that a shot, but even mobile games are like, I like booted up Galaxy of Heroes today. Like, whoa, I haven't played this for a couple days. So that's basically the moral of the story here, is that like, schedule, don't know. I will update you as soon as possible. And just know that when we do get closer to baby time, which could be anywhere from 2 weeks to 4 weeks to 6 weeks, sounds about right. Whenever that happens, I will be gone in a way that I have not been since the inception of Easy Allies, and maybe not even the whole history of game trailers. Like, I will be so far out of this thing. And that's been tough for me to do, because I love this job. I love being a part of everything. I love games so much. I brought my Switch. I'm just, you know, like, Amanda's like on the couch and I'm just playing Skyrim on my Switch. It's exciting, and it's been so rewarding this entire process, you know, getting to know all of you, having so many people tweeting me congratulations and going through all these names. And it's like, I know all these people. It's like, these are in a lot of ways, you know, my strange friends that I get to see when they send me pictures on social media, that I get to see when we're at, you know, press events, you know, having PR people, Shuhei Yoshida say congratulations, Jeff Keighley did, you know, and like, it's weird to see all of these people kind of in my collective friend group. It's been crazy seeing people reaching out, sending me DMs or emails and just like, hey, I actually work in an NICU, or hey, I'm actually, you know, I live in Los Angeles, and, you know, if you need anything, I'll drop some food by or whatever, or, you know, in any way that I can help out. We are pretty loved. We are pretty secure. If you are absolutely compelled to send presents, know that I'm not going to be on group streams probably. So I won't be there to open them. Maybe the guys can open them and fawn over it and then send it to me. But like, we're good. You know, we had a registry, you know, that we put a bunch of different baby items on. And like, you know, I got a bunch of relatives and close family friends that are chomping at the bit to, you know, help support us. We noticed we didn't have a crib. My parents jumped in right away and were like, there, you got a crib now. We are totally taken care of. So don't worry about us at all. Literally, I'm not making this up. I'm not, you know, saving face here to make you not worried. Like, I am stoked. We're in a great mood. There's new technology you got to learn when you have a baby. We were trying some of that out this morning. All of it works. And we really have a great support structure. We got the baby room all ready to go. Meaning the room exists. We got to get the bed out of there and get a crib in there, but we're in real good shape. And honestly, I'm ecstatic. Like, it's, you know, when you first see the kid, it's a little creepy because he's got the wires and he looks like a boxer after a bad match. His just eyes are all bruised and just like, you know, very, very crazy. But like, even after 48 hours, it's like, oh, that's a baby now, you know? And so it's gonna be fun to kind of sort out what pictures I can show you and then maybe do like, you know, some cheesy montage with lots of crossfades and the Sarah McLachlan song. And I can show off this kid. And of course, you know, certainly not at first, because again, I'll be gone for a month, but I'm stoked to do at least one Cup of Jones episode with the baby carrier and him just in front like the whole time. Yeah. Papa Jones, it happened. Crazy. Crazy to think that Wednesday morning we were just do-do-do-do-do, and Monday morning we're parents. We have a beautiful baby boy that is just chilling, that is cozier than any human being I've ever seen in my entire life. He's got a lot of wires in him, but he's just like, yeah. They put this thing around him right before we left. It's like a little football that's like a little, you know, oval shape, and he's just tucked into it. And he's doing great. Everybody at the NICU, they're so chill and they're so smart and they're so welcoming for us. You know, like when we went over there, it's not like, excuse me, I'm a medical professional and I'm trying to do my job. It's like, hey, dad, come on in. You know, like there were a couple of times they were like, do you want to wash your hands and hold them? I'm like, I'm good. I'm taking video. I'm fine. I don't want to mess up whatever you're doing. You know, like don't, you know, I would trust me. I will hold this kid. I will chew on his cheeks. You know, I will give him lots of hugs and loves, but that time will come. So until that time comes, it's going to be a very weird time for Easy Allies as far as I am concerned. My involvement in Easy Allies and the show that I do, this weekly, you know, video blog, will be morphing into various weird shapes over the next 2 months. But it's going to be fun. I'm excited to play video games with this kid. I'm excited for you to meet him. I'm excited, obviously, to be a parent, to be a dad. It's good times. It was a fun weekend. It was crazy though. I'm mid delusional right now, but you all help me. You all bring me back to planet Earth every time things get crazy. And I just want to say, Milo, if you're watching this so many years from now, thank you for not doing this during E3. Thank you so much for not, you picked the perfect time. Amanda did a job Wednesday morning and has a job on Friday. And that's like the perfect time for her to recover and be like, I think I can still do it. She has a really sweet job on Friday, by the way, that I can't tell you about. But it's very, very cool. And she was like, when this happened, she was like, damn, like we're driving on the freeway. And she's like, I know this is so fickle and stupid, but damn, like, I wanted that job. And it's like, I know, hun, but what are you going to do? You know, and so it all actually kind of worked out beautifully in a weird way. It was scary at first, but then you get into the NICU and you see all these babies that were like, yeah, I was early, but I'm just going to crash here for like a couple weeks and I'll be fine. Don't worry about me. So everything's great. And you know, follow me again on Trailer Jones if you want weird little updates, or We'll hang out in text or weird video or live or whatever form next Monday. And I'll try to be involved in as much EZA stuff as I can when I'm not getting sleep. However much that is, whenever it begins and whenever it ends. cheers, allies. Again, thank you for all of the wonderful texts and tweets and warm sentiments on social media, online. I really appreciate it. Every Cup of Jones from now until the foreseeable future will always be a Q&A Cup of Jones, definitely for this summer. So if you have any questions or anything, you know, again, I'm not going to like 100% answer everything concerning the kid, but not taking questions on this episode from last episode, but I will take those questions. And those questions are evergreen, and you can leave questions on this episode if you would like me to answer it next week. And hopefully I will be rested enough and ready enough and knowledgeable enough of the goings-on at Easy Allies to talk about it and answer all of that stuff. So cheers. Have a wonderful week.